All right, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole joining us here. And as I understand, last week you guys had some folks in Topeka to kind of keep an eye on some legislative matters.
That's right. The legislature, of course, is in session. And last week we had three different days that were focused on mental health and substance abuse disorders, and it was an opportunity for us to meet with our legislators to talk about our concerns related to those areas. Tuesday was the Kansas Association of Addiction Professionals Advocacy Day, and we sent some of our addiction services staff to Topeka that day. And then on Wednesday was Mental Health Advocacy Day, sponsored by the Kansas Mental Health Coalition. That day was particularly focused on individuals who have mental illness, having an opportunity to go to Topeka, learn a little bit more about the legislative process, and then have opportunities to interact with our legislators. And so we had clients from our whole 10-county area. We gave rides to folks from Concordia, Junction City, and here in Manhattan, and scheduled interviews, meetings with legislators from the whole 10-county area so that they could have an opportunity to express their concerns and to advocate on behalf of mental health with their legislators. And then on Thursday last week, the Association of Community Mental Health Centers had its Mental Health Advocacy Day and legislative reception. And so that was an opportunity for me to again, have conversations with our legislators and to talk with them about concerns that we as a community mental health center in particular have about mental health issues at the state level.
There was also some discussion, I understand, about Osawatomie being reopened here.
That's right. You probably remember we've talked about this a couple of times. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services returned to Kansas it was in November. They did an audit of Osawatomie State Hospital and found that Osawatomie was out of compliance in a couple of areas, most of which really were related to documentation kinds of efforts. They came back in February and found that there were no deficiencies and that Osawatomie State Hospital was found to be in compliance with all the standards of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So that was very encouraging for that to happen. And then related to that, KDADS, which is the department that oversees the state hospitals, announced its plan to the legislature to lift the moratorium that has been in place since 2015 on admissions to the state hospital. If you remember, there was another inspection by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in 2015 that was in response to a sexual assault at the hospital. And as a result of that inspection, the hospital had to reduce its census and address safety concerns in the facility. And the result of that was that people who needed psychiatric inpatient services but who knew that they did and would voluntarily go were no longer able to go to the state hospital. The state hospital was only able to admit individuals on an involuntary basis. And that is still the way it is today. The state recognizes that they need to lift that moratorium so that the state hospital is accessible to anybody who needs that level of care. Part of their plan to lift that moratorium includes renovating some space at the state hospital, converting some rooms, and this won't actually increase capacity. It'll just increase or improve some of the experience there. They're planning to convert some double occupancy rooms to single occupancy rooms. But the other part of the plan to expand to lift the moratorium is that they'd like to establish regional psychiatric beds throughout the state of Kansas. And essentially what that means is that local hospitals would fulfill that function of providing some involuntary hospitalizations. And so those would be, again, hospitalizations for people who don't know that they need psychiatric care or who won't consent to their treatment. But one of the, I think, very encouraging things was that KDADS also recognizes that the crisis stabilization centers are a big part of the plan and of why they feel confident that they'll be able to move in the direction of lifting the moratorium. Part of what they're seeing is that the crisis intervention or the crisis stabilization centers have had a significant impact on just the demand that the state hospital is experiencing, because we're able to provide treatment earlier on in the life of the individual and able to then divert or to help reduce the increasing symptoms of the individual as they sometimes will escalate and create a situation where they need hospitalization. And we're certainly seeing in Manhattan with the Crisis Stabilization Center that the utilization of the center just continues to increase. And we've probably reached that point where we're not going to be able to increase much more, because, you know, the very first month we opened, we had a little under six people a day on average, and this was in an 11-bed unit. And then in December, that number increased to a little over nine people a day. And then in January, we were a little over 10 people a day in the stabilization center. And so certainly there's daily turnover with individuals coming in and people discharging. But to be at that 10, it was 10.13 average individuals in the facility on a daily basis. That's reaching the maximum capacity. So we're certainly seeing that in Manhattan, the stabilization center is meeting a significant need, not just for Manhattan and Raleigh County, but for the whole 10-county area that Pawnee Mental Health serves.
Oh, it's great that we have that now in our community, because it's serving, as you mentioned, a key need here. And it's going to be so important to continue to raise money here for the Crisis Stabilization Center and other aspects.
That's right. And, you know, certainly we will continue and the association will continue to talk with the state about needs for state funding for crisis stabilization. We, of course, are having conversations with private individuals about helping support the Crisis Stabilization Center. It's a service that I think we're going to need for a long time.
Well, Robin, thank you so much, and I'm glad you had a nice, successful event here this week. And it obviously shows that a lot of folks here in our community feel that you're serving a very important need here in our community.
Yep, thanks. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
All right, that'll do it here for In Focus today. Our thanks to Robin, and our thanks to Dr. Schaefer for being here this morning. Tomorrow we'll have RCPD Captain Josh Kyle and Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism.
And coming up next, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game at 4. That's all on the way here on News Radio KMAN.